Yes, improvisation now. That's the jazz great Sonny Rollins improvising a tenor sax solo in one of his best-known songs, St. Thomas. St. Thomas. Improvisation. We're used to hearing musicians improvise, aren't we? People happily head off to a jazz club on a Friday night to hear jazz trumpeters and pianist riffing on some chord progression, just making it up as they go along. You might be someone who attends traditional church services where the organist improvises as they're taking up the collection. You're expected to be able to improvise if you're a church organist. But we're not always ready to pay to see performers of other kinds, particularly dancers and actors, improvising. Well, our next two guests would like to change that. Paul Selwyn Norton is director of Strut, which is a dance company in Perth. He's also the man behind the Move Me Improvisation Festival, which is beginning very soon in Perth. Paul, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And also with us is choreographer, dancer and international improvisation guru, Michael Schumacher, who's been running improvisation masterclasses in the lead up to this festival. Michael, good to have you on board.
Good evening.
It's good morning, actually, but here you are. Paul, why did you decide to have an improvisation festival in Perth?
Well, we've just basically been running this organisation in its present form for the last year, and the first year has really just been about benchmark training methodologies, improvisation practices. It's an art form development program that we put into practice here for the last year, and we want to celebrate that. And I just didn't want to bring in a lot of shows and just have a kind of party of other people's collateral. I really wanted to celebrate what's going on in Strut at the moment in the sector, and this seemed the natural way just to celebrate the practices that we've been implementing over the last year. And that was part of our planning for the next coming years, is basically every year to be celebrating in some way something that's coming out of our organization. And I thought improvisation, what a wonderful way to celebrate that. So I just pulled on some beautiful old networks and got some great local and national, international wonderful artists to come and celebrate with us.
So is this primarily a festival for artists, or will the general public get what's happening?
They will get what's happening. It's a really interesting conundrum, because people want to know what they're paying for, of course. They want to see the kind of classical tension release and an apotheosis that you would normally get in a show. You know, it's not scripted, it's not scored, but these people are incredibly resourced individuals. They've been building this practice for more than 30 years, a lot of them. So they know their stuff. And I just love the jazz, the reference you made in the beginning. Exactly. You know, Dizzy Gillespie or Sonny Rollins won't rock up and just do the traditional thing. He has more than a pocket full of fabulous tools in which to just blow people's minds. And these people have exactly the same kind of resources.
Michael Schumacher, I'm very wary about going to an evening of improvisation, especially improvised dance, not because I expect to have my mind blown by things I've never seen before, but because I have a kind of resigned feeling that I'll probably see something I've seen all too often.
Well, I think that's as our composers as well as choreographers, and That is the discipline. They bring their craft to the event with all their history, and writing is part of that. So it's also a process of learning how to write while moving at the same time. And I think that when viewed in that frame, it becomes quite an interesting event, performance.
So you're giving masterclasses in improvisation to local Perth dancers. What do you do to get them in a place where they can push into what is genuinely new rather than falling back on old routines?
Well, I think that that's also a bit of a fallacy, that finding something new at the beginning of the process is quite that brings a barrier. And so what I do with the artists that I've been very fortunate to meet here in Perth is actually ask them to source their history and their understanding of all of the events and all of the work that they've done previously, and use that as a source in which to create with and to create new writings. So each time is a new event. You probably know that you really cannot repeat anything. You try it day after day, you go through your daily routine, and nothing you do is ever the same.
No, well, you hope it not I would hope it wasn't the same. I mean, even if you think about being a radio host, in the every show you have to say hello and welcome to the show. I'm me and this is the network and so on. But you've got to find a way of making that fresh and original every day.
And that's the discipline. That's what we're practicing, and that's what we're going to use in this event as just the underlying network, so to speak, in which to have dialogue with each other. And that, to me, is actually the essence of this discipline, is dialogue. That each artist has a dialogue with their environment and with each other, and then in turn, the artists together create a dialogue with the viewing public. And there's much more room for that in this discipline than there is in a traditional choreographic setting.
And that's what's really exciting about it, if I may just add on something there, is that these are bespoke performances made at that particular moment in time, in place, in situ, with those particular artists. So that's the kind of hook, that's the buy-in. It's never to be repeated. Anything can happen between these incredibly resourced people. They know how to deliver, but it will never, ever be repeated.
I'm excited to hear that we're talking about performing for the audience. Sometimes I feel excluded when I go to more exploratory kind of works. I feel as though people are turned in on themselves as they discover their relationship with their art. But
I do too. I also have that feeling.
That's why we programmed a great variety of people that work with different relationships, different foregroundings or backgroundings with their public.
Yes.
Someone like Andrew is up front there, almost like a stand-up comedian in the way he performs. He's reading and collating exactly how his public is kind of getting off on what he's doing, and then he builds it into the work, and that builds and builds and builds and then has it a kind of beautiful apotheosis at the end. He's a genius in that.
Michael, can you talk some more about what you do to get performers or to encourage performers to think about the performative element of what they're doing?
Well, we talk a lot about, and we work a lot about, sensory perception, which deals with, you know, the body as instrument, and using that as a way of reading and listening to their environment. And of course, the audience is part of that environment, and they share then this space and this energy that is happening in any given space with an audience. And there is the secret in which we find and develop all kinds of wonderful materials that come in relationship to whoever is in the room. So it is not done in isolation. This form, in my view and in my practice, is not done as an isolation artistic development. It's very much about community and very much about dialogue.
Now, you're also going to perform, I gather, Michael. You're performing a work called Dans le Jardin, or in the Garden. Can you tell us about
that
work?
Yeah, that work developed more than 10 years ago with a very good friend of mine, a cellist and composer, Alex Waterman, who I met in Amsterdam, and we began to improvise together 15 years ago. And then about 10 years ago, we developed this work, Dans le Jardin, and it was an invitation by the Biennale in Lyon to come and do some work there in one of their gardens. And so we took it to this space. And again, it was a direct dialogue with the environment, this garden, and the inhabitants of the garden at the time. And every day we performed, it was a different set of people, and it was a different climate, and so it developed each time differently. But it is essentially a duet between music and dance. And in this setting, we have also the addition of a lighting designer, Ellen Knops, who will be joining us from Amsterdam, who will also be improvising. And because this performance particular will be in the evening, so we need some light for this event. So.
Paul, in the minute we've got left, perhaps you could just give us a sense of the range of the festival. What other kind of things are we in for?
So you're going to see Michael's kind of like our golden boy. He's going to close the festival with Dans le Jardin in the beautiful setting of the State Theatre Centre in WA. And then you have someone, as I said, someone like Andrew Morris and Peter Trotman, who are the kind of stand-up beauties of improvisational performance. You've got Jacob Lira and David Corbett and some beautiful musicians working in a very, very intimate setting in Venn Gallery. And then you have Michael also, again, animating the Blue Room, which is a small theatre complex here in Perth. Lots and lots and lots of levels of performance, public interaction, some really, really beautiful abstract pieces by Roz Warby, very much controlled, highly refined dance improvisation, very, very well crafted improvisation. It sounds like a bit of an oxymoron, but again, beautifully resourced artist who just knows her craft, who is just going to slipstream her way through something phenomenal there. So improvisation operating on many levels in relationships to building the craft and also building a beautiful public as we go along.
Well, the beautiful public can catch you this coming weekend. It's on from the 22nd to the 30th of November. Thank you for coming in. It's been good to talk to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
A huge pleasure. Paul Selwyn-Norton is the director of Perth Strut Dance Company and the guy behind the Move Me Improvisation Festival. And Michael Schumacher is an improvisation guru, and he's one of the choreographers and dancers involved in this festival. Move Me, it's called, yes, from the 22nd to the 30th of November. And Perth listeners, if you see the red sequined imp in the streets of Perth, which is the sort of mascot of this event, please tag us in your photos. I'm Michael Cathcart. This is Books and Arts. Next up, a little bit more dance.